It is Game Night with Matt Peralta here on SB Nation Radio, continuing here on a Thursday night as we count down the days to the Super Bowl. We head back to the Progressive Insurance Liberty guest line. Let's get to SB Nation's Falcoholics, Gina Thomas, joining us on the Progressive Insurance Liberty guest line. Gina, Matt Peralta, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great. Let's start with the first story of the day, and that is Malcolm Butler versus Julio Jones. It sounds like the Falcons are going to downplay that, and Julio maybe wanting to downplay that. But given what happened with Antonio Brown last week for the Patriots in the AFC Championship game, just how big of a storyline is this in your mind?
You know, I think that Julio is just such a special player, and not to say that Brown isn't. And I do know the Patriots will scheme to probably double cover Julio for most of the game. That's what they did with Brown to limit him to just 77 yards, no touchdowns. But it's just not Julio's nature to talk. You know, he's not going to chirp about it before the game. He's not going to respond to any of that. And it is kind of a fun storyline that Butler tweeted years ago that he wanted to go up against Julio Jones. So that's something that I know fans enjoy. It's something that I enjoy. But it's not something that really gets Julio riled up. He usually lets his play do his talking for him. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes because he's a very good corner. But, of course, Julio is very difficult to defend. So I think it's going to be a fun matchup.
So Matt Ryan being the Boston College product, I'm sure that's been an interesting storyline in Atlanta. This is not a huge factor in this game, obviously, but what do you think of this, Matt Ryan taking on a team in the Patriots that he obviously watched very closely in college?
Well, one thing that I enjoyed is that somebody asked Ryan about this, and they asked if maybe Ryan's friends from college had some divided loyalties, and he said, my friends don't have any divided loyalties. So I think that, you know, Ryan's friends are all rooting for Matt Ryan in the Super Bowl, but it is kind of a fun story that he came out of Boston College, and he actually is friends with Tom Brady. He said that they text regularly. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of respect for each other, so you know, I think that it will be kind of a unique matchup in that way because apparently they know each other fairly well. And so I think that that makes it a little bit more fun.
Gina Thomas, Falcoholics, joining us here on Game Night. You know, also Bill Belichick, coach of the Patriots, just sung the praises of Matt Ryan. He was saying, you know, what does Matt Ryan do, poorly? He basically said nothing in terms of what he has done this season. What has been the biggest difference Matt Ryan, say, in previous years versus Matt Ryan this season in your mind?
I would say there are three specific things. The first is that he's just had more time to acclimate to the scheme. The zone blocking scheme that Kyle Shanahan runs is very complex, and they actually changed all of the terminology from the previous coordinator. And, you know, when Ryan came in the league, he had Mike Mularkey as his coordinator. And when Dirk Cutter came in after Mularkey left, they really kept all of the terminology the same. So when Shanahan came in, they changed all of the terminology for the play calls and everything. So it was really learning an entirely new language for Ryan. So it was a very big adjustment. And now that he's had more time to settle in, he's really thriving in that. The second factor is definitely the addition of Alex Mack. Just the stability that he brings to the center position has made a world of difference for Ryan. You can see how settled he is when he drops back to pass. You can see how stable guard play has become because they're not trying to compensate for instability at the center position. So that's made a huge difference. And then the third factor is just that the Falcons have a wealth of playmakers. He's had 13 different players for touchdowns this season during the regular season. That was a league record. And, I mean, just having so many playmakers, if they double or triple cover Julio Jones, somebody is open, and then you've got to worry about how do you stop Taylor Gabriel? How do you stop Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman out of the backfield? And it just presents a real challenge for defenses. So I really think it's a combination of those three things.
You know, Gina, the Falcons were 1-5 this year where they scored 30 points or less. In those five losses, was there a common theme other than not scoring 31 points or more? Was there a common theme of what the other team did to the Falcons' offense to slow them down?
You know, I think that, and I would have to go back and look for sure, but I think that those were probably games where the Falcons turned the ball over and didn't create takeaways on defense. And so, you know, came out behind in the turnover differential, and also where Matt Ryan was pressured more. I'm just thinking specifically about the first game against the Seahawks around week 6, I guess it was. And I remember Ryan got hit a lot, and the Falcons only scored during the third quarter. And mm-hmm. so they didn't score in the first half at all, and then they didn't score in the fourth quarter at all. And so I think that, you know, Michael Bennett was really able to get to Matt Ryan in that game, and I think that that disrupted them a great deal. So I think that those are probably the bigger factors. I would have to go back and look for sure. And the Falcons were very careful to football this year. They did not turn it over much, but I do think that that's probably one of the factors too.
You know, in the game against the KC Chiefs, Matt Ryan threw the pick two. He threw a pick six in that game as well. It was a home loss to an AFC team. What did Kansas City do in that game? Do you remember what they did to really disrupt Matt Ryan and make him throw two big picks?
You know, I know that the pick two was really just a bad read by Ryan. I mean, that's what Ryan said. And he didn't really make many of those this season. The other one, I think, was just a good play by Barry, if I'm remembering correctly. It's been so many weeks ago now that it's
right.
Like, I'm picturing the play, but I do remember the pick two Ryan said was just kind of a bad read by him. But the pick six by Barry, I think, was just a really good play by Barry. So that one was just one of those games. The Chiefs had actually a really aggressive defense, and they created so many turnovers this year. It was really kind of their bread and butter. Yeah. And so it was just kind of interesting that two of Ryan's seven picks this season came in that game. It's really not all that surprising.
Jay Thomas, Falcoholics, joining us here on Game Night. I ask those questions because I'm trying to look at this team here that has had, five losses. Tom Brady has lost one game all year this year, and it was against the Seahawks, a team that obviously has a great defense and a really good quarterback. That's not really what we're going to see with the Falcons. We're going to see a great quarterback and not a great defense. How important is it for this Falcons team, and they've done it a lot this year, to get the football, score first, and play with the lead?
Yeah, I think that it makes a huge difference. I think that it just takes a lot of pressure off a young and experienced defense. And the defense has improved over the course of the season, and particularly since the bye week, but they're going up against Tom Brady. And so that is certainly a tall order. So, yeah, I think that the offense is really going to have to be on point. And I do think that it makes a big difference when they score first and they are working with a lead.
So many starters are rookies on that defense for the Falcons. What do you think their nervous level will be? Will there be any nerves and any shakiness in the first quarter for some of these young guys who are playing on the biggest stage in football?
I have to say, having been in this locker room almost every day this season, I truly do not think so. And I think that Dan Quinn has done really an extraordinary job of making sure that this moment isn't too big for these young players. Quinn's emphasis is always on doing the same thing the same way every single week. So every Monday is Tell the Truth Monday, where they break down film from the previous game and they tell the truth about what they did well, what they did wrong. And then, you know, Wednesday is Competition Wednesday, and so that Thursday is all about the ball. Like, they have, it's always the same every week. And so even this week, the week leading up to, you know, when they leave for the Super Bowl on Sunday, it has been the same every day. And I mean, for Quinn says every single day, you know, for those of you who are always here, it feels exactly the same. And it really does. And that's what players have said too. And so talking to these young defenders, especially the rookies, going into the divisional round against Seattle, I actually asked them, you know, what are you doing to make sure you keep your focus? And they all said, we're doing everything the exact same way that we have done every single week. And talking to them this week and being in the locker room with them this week, it's really the same. So I think that it's not going to be too big for them. The moment's not going to be too big for them, because I think that Quinn has done a lot to safeguard against that.
So this is Coach Quinn's first game against Belichick, and James Palmer of the NFL Network tweeted this stat out today. The coaches in their first game against Bill Belichick are 3-22 all time. In terms of Quinn's experience in the Super Bowl, how does that kind of counteract that stat? Because he's seen the Patriots in this game before when he was with Seattle.
Yeah, I think that that makes a big difference. And I also think it makes a difference that Dan Quinn is really competitive. You know, he's not somebody who's going to fold. He's going to go into this with the mindset of, you know, we want to win. And he had a plan for the Super Bowl preparation before the team even played in the NFC Championship game. He just felt good about his team's chances, and he wanted to be prepared, and he wanted to make sure that he had all of his ducks in a row so that he could have his team ready to go. And so, yeah, I think that he's going to be very ready, and I think that his experience in the Super Bowl certainly does help.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a whale of a football game. Are you expecting a high-scoring game?
I am. really am. I was expecting a high-scoring shootout, though, against Green Bay, and the Falcons certainly surprised me there. So, I know anything can happen, but I am expecting a high-scoring game.
Gina, thank you for the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a great night.
That's Gina Thomas from Falcoholics, SB Nation site, covering the Falcons. All of your coverage, you Falcon fans, go there to follow along for Super Bowl 51 on the Progressive Insurance Liberty Guest Line. More to come. We're live in Vegas, SB Nation Radio.